So today on the program, we're pleased to welcome the U.S. Small Business Administration to talk about some low-interest loans that are available for businesses and nonprofits as well to recover from what was that big blizzard back in February. We don't want to think about it here in the middle of a heat wave. Seems like the last thing on our minds. But Carlos Navarez is here from the Small Business Administration to talk a little bit about this. So, Carlos, great to speak with you. Thank you.
Listen, thank you so much for having me today. I truly appreciate the opportunity to be here and to share important information that may help a small business and nonprofit organization affected by this disaster.
Yeah, this was, I guess, in total, like a 5-day event. Folks might remember back in February 2026, and some of the areas got, I don't know, up to 27, 30 inches of snow. There were blizzard conditions, I know, on the Cape for quite a while. So there was quite a lot of damage. What areas are covered under this program?
That's historical what happened in February during February 22 and 27. So I want to set first for those that they don't know what is this disaster declaration that the small business is offering right now. Economic injury disaster loans, also known as EIDLs, following the presidential disaster declaration for the blizzard that occurred between February 22 and February 27, 2026. This declaration covers the Massachusetts counties of Barnstable, Bristol, Dukes, Plymouth, and it also includes the contiguous counties of Massachusetts, Nantucket, Norfolk, Suffolk, and the contiguous counties of Rhode Island, Bristol, Newport, and Providence. So the business that located in these eligible counties may qualify for assistance if they experience economic injury because of this disaster.
Okay. So, how would a business or a nonprofit determine if they're eligible?
The most important part, Joseph, is to understand that these loans first are designed to help organizations meet their ordinary or necessary financial obligations when they cannot do so because of the disaster. These are working capital loans. So these loans are available right now for small business, small agricultural cooperatives. Let me check my fact sheet. Okay. The small business engaged with aquaculture and most private nonprofit organizations of all sizes. The purpose of these loans is to assist organizations throughout the disaster recovery period. But it's one of the most important parts that the people need to know is that we are the SBA, we are the largest source of funds direct to the Department of Treasury.
Okay, and these, as I understand, this is not just for businesses that had physical damage, right, to their buildings, but also economic damage as well.
That's only this economic injuries is just for economic,
Okay.
not physical damage.
Okay, very good. And how much is available, Carlos? How much money is available for loans?
First, I want to say that this economic injury disaster loan are intended to provide working capital that as I mentioned, working capital to eligible organization so they can continue meeting their ordinary and necessary financial obligations that cannot be met because of the disaster. So these loans are specifically designed to help business recover from the economic effects of the disaster. One of the things that are very important and people always ask me is about what are the credit requirements? The credit requirements, this is a very important point.
Yeah,
So,
how do you secure this loan? Right, yeah.
yeah. So these are two basic credit requirements. First, the applicants must have a credit history that is acceptable to the SBA. And the second one is applicants must demonstrate the ability to repay the loan. That's very important. And for the question that you made about the rates, the internet rates here are determined by formulas established by law. And they remain fixed for the entire life of the loan. These loans are for 30 years. So for business and a small agricultural cooperative with no credit available elsewhere, the interest rate starts in 4%. But for nonprofit organization, the interest rate is start in 3.6. That is really good.
Okay. And do they need to put up any kind of collateral, Carlos, to secure the loan?
Oh yeah, well, the SBA determines the appropriate monthly payment based on each applicant financial condition. The financial evaluation also determines the length of the repayment term of these loans. Depending on the circumstances, the borrowers may also be required to provide collateral.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering about that. If do you know,
There.
is a lien attached to any of the owner's property to secure the loan or anything like that?
Well, that's a very good question. That's a very good question. Right now, I don't have a precise answer for that. But it's very important that they know also that the low limits economic injury disaster loans is up to $2 million for economic injury
Okay.
caused by the disaster. However, the actual loan amount is based on the economic injury determined by the SBA. So the amount is reduced by any business interruption insurance or other recoveries up to the administrative lending limit.
Okay.
So the SBA also considers potential contributions that may be available from the business, its owners, or affiliates.
Okay. All right. Do you know, is the interest on the loans tax deductible?
Well, right now we just have the percent that we know only the percent that they start is, as I mentioned, the 4% in business and small agriculture
Mm-hmm.
cooperatives and the nonprofit organization, the 3.5.
Okay, and what are the terms of the repayment? Is it monthly? Is it biannually? How does the repayment work?
Yeah, the repayment works like first they need to apply. It's the most important. They need to apply and verify the eligibility of these loans. The loans have restrictions. Applicants have not. I mean, applicants have not complied with the terms of previous SBA loans may not be eligible. So this includes borrowers who fail to maintain required flood insurance or hazard insurance on previous SBA loans. That's important.
Yes.
And the applicants who may also be receiving grants or other forms of disaster assistance should check with the agencies administrating those programs to determine how an SBA disaster loan approval could affect their eligibility.
Okay. All right. So there are
No.
some guidelines.
Yeah. You asked me about can these loans be used to refinance debt, right? Or not?
I
No.
didn't ask, but I was going to ask you
Yeah, oh,
that.
okay. Well, no. Economic injury disaster cannot be used to refinance long terms of debts.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, yeah.
And are there any origination fees to, is there any
No
cost to,
fees.
no fees? Okay.
No fees, no fees. Very important. Another very important point is the insurance requirements. The SBA may require borrowers to obtain and maintain appropriate insurance in order to protect both the borrower and the agency. By
Okay.
law, borrowers who damage or collateral property is located in a special flood hazard area must purchase and maintain flood insurance. So the required flood insurance coverage will be the lesser of the total disaster loan amount, the insurable value, yes, insurable value of the property, or the maximum insurance available.
Okay. All right. I was going to ask about that. I'm just basing my questions based on mortgages that I've, had and all of the protocols that go along with that. Mortgage insurance was one of them. So there was there was a requirement there too. What
There
about,
is a deadline. There's a
I was
deadline
just going to
also.
ask about the deadline.
Sorry. Well, the filing deadline for this disaster declaration is March 12, 2027. Okay. Again, it's March 12, 2027. So business and nonprofit organization should not wait until the last minute if they believe they may qualify. So applications must be submitted online through the My SBA Loan portal. And if they need any assistance or have questions, they can contact the SBA Customer Service Center by email at disastercustomerservice@sba.gov or phone at 1-800-659-2955.
Okay, very good. And do you know, Carlos, about how long it takes, how long the process takes until businesses know if they've been approved or not?
It's very quick. They only need to go there to go to the portal or give a call, and this is very quick. Very good for each applicant. The most important part here is that they need just to
Okay.
apply.
Okay, very
Because
good.
we know that there are many businesses that need that assistance right now.
Sure. And the originators, are they lending institutions, or is it the SBA itself that's providing the loan? Where's the funding coming from?
Oh, these loans came directly from the Department of Treasury.
Okay, very good. And
Yes.
is what if there is a default, Carlos? Are there guidelines if somebody defaults on the loan?
Now, basically, as I mentioned, the requirements here are two for the eligibility. The applicants need only the applicants have need to have a very good credit
Okay.
history and must show ability to repay the loan. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. And again, we have there's about a year. March 12th, 2027, you said, is the deadline, right? Yeah. Okay. Is there a minimum amount, do you know, for a loan?
Well, no.
Okay.
When the business owner go and apply, the SBA will let him know what is the amount that is he will be approved.
Very good. And those interest rates, are those are, do you know if those are fixed?
All those rates are fixed for 30 years.
Oh, okay.
So that's really good. That's a very good opportunity to those business and nonprofit that need that money right now after the
Right.
disaster.
Right.
And we know that the disaster was one of the biggest in the history in Massachusetts. So.
Oh, yes, it was a mess. I remember the blizzard very well. It was a mess for a while, yes. What happens if the business is sold, during the term of the loan? Do you know, does it transfer to the next owner? How does that work?
That's a very good question, Joseph. I don't have an answer. I don't
Okay.
have, but for that right now. But if they call to that number, they give all the information that they need for that.
Okay, very good. And again, I'll give the number out for folks. That is 1-800-659-2955.
Exactly.
Okay, or to apply online, sba.gov/disaster. And then the email, disastercustomerservice@sba.gov.
Individuals who are deaf, hard of hearing, or have a speech disability may dial 711 to access telecommunications relay services. That's,
Okay, very good.
yeah.
And I'm assuming there's probably multilingual opportunities as well for folks who don't speak English as a first language.
Yes, of course. Like me, the Latino community also can call us at the number that I give you today, the 1-800-659-2955. There are many Hispanics working, and many other people that speak other languages.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else we should let folks know about, Carlos?
No, Joseph, and just thank you again for giving me this opportunity to share this important information with you viewers. Important that if your business to if you if the business or nonprofit organization has experienced right now economic injury as direct result of the February 2026 blizzard, we encourage you to learn more about SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program and determining whether you may be eligible. The filing deadline is March 12, 2027, and our team is available to answer any questions and guide applicants through this process. So, Joseph, thank you. Thank you for having me, and it's have been a pleasure being with you today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Our pleasure. We're happy to get the information out, and please feel free to call on us again if we can be of any assistance.
Thank you very much.